Utah Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patrykova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Israel Baal Shem Tov is the founder of the Hasidic movement in Judaism. His name means a good man who knows the secret name of God. Rabbi Baal Shem Tov developed a sophisticated mystical system based not on an intellectual comprehension of God, as did the Kabbalists, but on passionate religious aspiration, easily accessible to poor people. The aim was Dvekot, union with God. Little is known about him and his life. What biographical information does exist is interwoven with legends of miracles, so it is often hard to determine fact from legend. Israel Baal Shem Tov was born to a poor family in the small village of Okopy in the Ternopil region of western Ukraine. The exact year is unknown and often disputed. He was orphaned at the age of 5. The Jewish community adopted him and provided him with his basic needs. In 1710, Israel graduated and became assistant to the Melamed, which means instructor in Heder, which is a Jewish elementary school. In 1716, he married, but soon became a widower and began to wander through Jewish settles in eastern Galicia. In Yazlovets, near Buchach, he managed to obtain a position of Melamed. In 1727, the Baal Shem Tov married a second time to the daughter of Rabbi Ephraim of Brody. His relationship with his father-in-law became acrimonious, and he and his wife relocated to the Carpathian Mountains, to Vyshnitsa in the Chernivtsi region. Much later, Franz Kafka would also live there for several years. In the mountains, Israel and his wife made their living digging clay and lime. However, the peace and pleasures of country life compensated for any hardship. As well, during this period, he devoted much time to meditation and, according to tradition, came to understand the many secrets of the Torah. Also during this time, he met Oleksa Dolbush, the famous 18th century Ukrainian folk hero who has been compared to Robin Hood. Baal Shem Tov helped him to hide from the Polish authorities, and according to Hasidic legend, Dolbush gave him his pipe as a token of friendship. After many trips to Podilia and Volyn, building his following and establishing his authority, Rabbi Baal Shem Tov decided to settle in Mezhibir. People, mostly from the spiritual elite, came to listen to him. The shtetl became the seat of the movement and of the Mezhibir Hasidic dynasty. Baal Shem Tov soon became widely known as a tzaddik and healer, credited with the ability to produce talismans and cast out evil spirits. As his following increased, so did the dislike, not to say hostility, of the Talmudists. Nevertheless, Rabbi Baal Shem Tov was supported at the beginning of his career by two prominent Talmudists, the brother Meir and Isaac Dov Margalios. Later he won over great and universally recognized rabbinic authorities, who became his disciples and attested to both his scholarship and saintliness. Baal Shem Tov died in 1760 and was buried in the old Jewish cemetery in Mezhibir. A new synagogue was recently built next to the Ohel, or shrine, of Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov synagogue in the village proper has been painstakingly restored. Both synagogues are used by visitors from all over the world who come to pray near the Baal Shem Tov's grave. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.